Well, hello, welcome to another edition of AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. Thanks for joining us. Today we're chatting about the future of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater here in Quincy. You may be aware that's been in the public discussion recently, ever since a vote by the Parks and Recreation Board, back in November actually, to look at maybe repurposing that facility. That was the word used that was voted on during their meeting back in November. And since that vote became public not too long ago, there's been a group of residents that have kind of banded together to say, hold on, let's take another look at the amphitheater and see what it might be used for in the future. One of those folks is actually the daughter of the architect who designed the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, and she joins us on the program today. We really want to welcome Sarah Trainer Callard and talk a little bit about her role in this mission and what the amphitheater means to her and her family going forward. So Sarah, thanks for coming over. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah,
it's so nice to be here.
Great to have you and learn a little bit about the amphitheater. It goes back, I guess, 1977 initially, right?
Yes, Joe Larea. It was his vision to honor Ruth Gordon, and she really loved it. She was quoted as saying she was the only one in her family that had a theater named after her. So, she loved it, and my dad was commissioned to design the theater at that time, and it's something that I look back at and I remember as a child, being hearing all about it, and now he recently passed away just this year. It has become a place where I can really just I feel like it's a magical place. You walk down those stone steps and you walk onto that stage and you feel something transformative there. It's very magical, and I feel like that is not just because my father designed it, but I've learned that that's actually how a great many people in Quincy feel.
It was used for many, many years for the Summerfest concert series. Ruth Gordon herself was there for the dedication of it, actually,
yes.
In 1984, I think. It took a little while to be completed.
Yes, Mayor McCauley at that time, I think.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, and it was used, I think that some people have been quoted as saying that it hasn't been used in decades. That's absolutely not true. Mm-hmm. There's been a great deal of things going on there recently, and I don't think that that's been said. So although we're upset to learn that a number of organizations, nonprofits, and arts organizations have been turned away from using the theater, always some excuse, there actually have been things going on. So it's not like the theater has been a decrepit, crumbling place. I mean, if you walk down there, it's just like, it's built like a bunker. It's rock solid. They had the DARE camp there. They had the multicultural festival there just this past year. It was beautiful. If you look at the photographs of it, it's quite a great space.
Yeah, you're right. The mayor has said publicly that he feels that it's underused ever since the Hancock Adams Comet has been created. He's worried about safety issues with the back rock wall there with the children injuring themselves. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, if it's underused, I think that's because really it's a low priority. And really it was kind of a decision on the city's part to say, well, we prefer to have things in the common because that's going to benefit economically the restaurants and so forth in the area. But the common, actually in this proposal that I've put together and I shared with the commissioner, we actually have a picture of showing the common versus the amphitheater. And the amphitheater actually provides much more space in its tiered seating. So it's unlike any other outdoor venue that we have, because it has the musicians who've played there say the acoustics are phenomenal, just like the Greek amphitheaters that are actually still in use today. And everybody can see because the seats are tiered. Also, it's just a different type of venue. It's a beautiful stone, amphitheater in a park. It's different than the Commons. I love the Commons, actually. They did a beautiful job, and I just love seeing the Christmas lights and everything there. But the amphitheater is equally lovely, and
So you think there's a place for both venues?
I think there's definitely a place for both.
I was not aware that groups had been turned away from using the amphitheater. That has not been really discussed. So
yes.
That's the first time I've heard about that. So what groups, what performances?
I mean, just to give some examples, I know that that Mel Gillespie, who runs Melodrama, you know, during the COVID time, a lot of people were looking to do some outdoor theater, and she performed there once and took a video of it. It's online and it's incredible. But otherwise, you know, she found that she was always being told, oh, there's going to be a softball game, or oh, there's going to be this, or you know, you can't really use it right now. And the same was true for Terry, who runs NSYNC. You know, she said that she felt like there was always some excuse, and she felt like arts was just being put as a low priority. I think, I don't know if you saw the letter in The Sun.
I did, actually, yes.
Yeah, that really, to me, that says it all, because mm-hmm. I think that when we talk about the rock wall, I mean, kids climb the rock wall, and honestly, it's really not that high, and mm-hmm. I've seen parents kind of allowing their children. I mean, that actually plays into the point that it's relatively safe. Mm. It's slanted at such an angle that actually, I don't think a lot of falls are happening there, not mm-hmm. that we've heard of. But but everything, including the fountains in our beautiful common, you know, could potentially be dangerous for children. But I think it was really well put by Mark Smith of Quincy in the letter to the Sun, where he says, the city of Quincy has 52 municipal park locations and 10 beach areas. These parks contain a total of 35 basketball courts, 23 tennis courts, 27 little league softball fields, 8 full-size baseball diamonds, 5 soccer fields. We're very lucky we have all these things. 3 football fields and 28 sites with playground equipment, covering 266 acres. But there is only one space in the entire park system designed and built to accommodate the performing arts. The Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, which occupies less than an acre of public space. There's absolutely no excuse to go after the one outdoor venue. And you know, later he points out, what is this nonsense about the amphitheater as a safety concern? It's ridiculous. Injuries occur at 129 sites for sports, not the amphitheater. Mm. That's a really great point. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not shutting down our soccer fields or football fields because kids are getting injured, thank goodness. I mean, the sports are wonderful. But let's not destroy this beautiful gem, you know, over something that mm-hmm. is really not much, you know, there.
So since the issue has come to light, the administration has said it's taken any talk of the amphitheater off the table until some public discussion can be held.
Until, yes. I think that what, you know, we were all greatly relieved that as you know, Kathy Neeson, Laurie Earle really were responsible for getting this out in the Facebook community and generating a lot of publicity. People called and people wrote emails and letters. And they quickly recognized, oh, wow, we didn't realize so many people cared. So, yes, the mayor has said that, but the words until keep coming up in what the mayor has said. So I'm looking for a solution, and I'm hoping that I can convince the mayor to work with us through a nonprofit arrangement very similar to what they did in Alston, Brighton.
Which was what, Sarah?
So this is the Herder Park Amphitheater in the Alston-Brighton area.
Okay.
And this was a park, I'm just going to bring up my notes because I have mentioned it here as an example. Basically, when this happened, I just was up all night trying to figure out a solution.
Okay.
And
so
I thought,
this really hit home with you, obviously because of your dad's connection. So.
Well, and honestly, if it was just my dad's connection, I wouldn't be here.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was just floored by the amount of love and like for this theater that was, you know, in the community.
Okay.
It's really about the people, and so anyway, the Herder Park Amphitheater, it's one of Boston's most beloved outdoor performing arts venues, but it was once a long abandoned amphitheater on the Charles River in Alston. So I was very inspired, you know, when I found this. Mm-hmm. It was reclaimed by its community in 2015. A group of dedicated volunteers formed the Friends of Herder Park, a 501c3.
Okay.
And with an MOU in place, they raised funding, renovated the space with state-of-the-art lighting and sound, and now they manage a free a full season, sorry, of free events.
Okay, all right.
So that's our plan, is that, you know, we don't want to work against each other. We just want to say, you know, to the city and to the mayor, you know, let's put this behind us and go forward with a vision of what we can do. Let's try to work together.
Yeah.
Let's partner.
Okay. You had a positive meeting so far with the Commissioner of Natural Resources?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I had a great meeting with Dave Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's fully on board with the idea. But again, you know, I haven't heard any word from the mayor yet. And all I'm hearing so far is that he would support programming in this summer. So, but that's still kind of, you know, concerns some people, because there's a little bit of mistrust, I would say, in the community. Yeah. And so they want, you know, what we really feel like we need from Mayor Koch is for him to say, listen, you know, I'm not bringing this up after we build a more appropriate way of honoring Ruth Gordon, you know. I don't think there's any more appropriate way to honor Ruth Gordon than with this amphitheater. We'd love a statue if he wants to put a statue in the new art center. That's fabulous. But it doesn't replace Ruth Gordon Amphitheater. And it's not just about Ruth Gordon. It's also about the space.
Do you think that something maybe should have been done at the amphitheater quite a while ago to kind of rejuvenate it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that it was neglected.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that its time has come.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, let's all get together and, you know, make this into something really wonderful.
So you're trying to form a nonprofit just like they did in Alston?
Yes.
Okay.
And I mentioned this to Dave Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's the idea is that we would, you know, we would form a 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
We would seek funding for basically just, you know, we can go small scale improvements, or we can go a little bit bigger scale improvements. But whatever it is, it's really not a lot of money that we're talking about to put, you know, an ADA ramp in, and a ramp that would go right down to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
On the far side.
Mm-hmm.
And my good friend Maria Mulligan, who also happens to be an architect, has offered her services pro bono.
Hmm.
She's very passionate about the space as well.
Okay. So. What do you think, Sarah, your dad would say about this current discussion?
I think he would be proud of us all.
Yeah.
For fighting to keep this space.
Yeah.
Because he was an arts guy himself.
Okay.
I mean, he was a musician, he was an artist. He, you know, so I grew up in kind of a very artsy kind of family. And so I think he'd be pleased with that. But he was also a real people person, just loved people. And he would be very touched by the fact that people love the space so much.
Yeah, was this something he was proud of? One of his projects,
yes,
that he was proud of?
Yes, yeah. He was. He was very proud of it. And it's funny because there's a picture of him standing right next to the dad of Mayor Koch.
Oh, okay.
At the
amphitheater itself?
Yeah.
Okay.
So at the dedication, I posted it because I stumbled upon this just in my research, and I was like, wow.
Now, do you remember as a child going to the amphitheater? And
I do. I performed,
yeah,
at Summerfest.
Really? Okay. What did you perform?
On the piano.
Oh,
I don't
really
think I was very good, but
okay.
And I think Commissioner Murphy actually was telling me that he used to be the guy that did the announcing.
Mm-hmm.
In one of his earlier jobs. But so many people have just great memories of that.
Mm-hmm.
And also just great memories of, you know, the music festivals. I guess in 2018 they had a pretty big music festival there, where, you know, local bands could get up and perform. But we have actually a vision that, you know, once we fix this up a little bit with a little bit of TLC,
mm-hmm,
just some lighting and some ADA ramps, we really could make this into something pretty incredible. So, you know, it could work as an asset with the whole park. It could be a really great asset for the park.
Yeah.
You have multi-stage events, and you know, you can have a children's, like, puppet show play going on at the theater while you're having something else down here, you know, at the park.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure as you're aware, there's an overall pageant field improvement plan that'll be happening this year to kind of give the entire park a facelift.
Yeah, yeah. So like these are just some of the pictures here, which are more inspiring. But like, you know, basically just bringing in jazz musicians, a jazz festival, a classical music, Shakespeare. I've been talking to the Actors Shakespeare Project, and they have an interest. I have been speaking with the South Shore Conservatory. We just have like a building momentum of support around this place.
There is an event in Quincy Center this week.
Yes, there is. So on Thursday there is a stand up and stand out event going on, and it's let me just make sure. So it's 4 to 6, and it's at the Commons right by the City Hall. And it's really, it's turning into kind of a bring your instruments kind of a thing.
Okay.
It's turning into a, you know, the arts people of Quincy are getting together and sort of showing their support. So that's really going to be wonderful.
Okay.
So basically, if you're part of an arts organization or a band, you know, someone who wants to see this venue stay, come on out and join us. And yeah.
Okay. Why not at the amphitheater? Why it's
we had the last out? Well, the last one was at the amphitheater,
okay.
And I was shocked by the number of people that showed up in the pouring rain, freezing cold.
Yeah.
And it was we would actually love to have like a fundraiser event, kind of like a Live Aid type of thing there.
Okay.
Would be absolutely phenomenal. But I think that the reason why we are locating this one on the Commons is also to bring it into City Hall,
okay.
You know, to bring it to that space,
yep.
So that that we can be seen by City Hall and, you know, let them know.
Yeah. So what's it going to take to put the nonprofit together, Sarah? How does that happen?
Well, nonprofits take about a year to actually
okay.
be approved,
yeah.
But we would have a fiscal sponsor. We actually have Herder Park, who's volunteered.
Oh.
They have said they would work collaboratively and be there for us every step of the way.
Well, okay.
So we could start raising money, you know, as soon as we get the go-ahead, and we could, you know, basically, I spoke with Dave Murphy about the different possible funding streams for this.
Yes.
And there are some really good options
okay.
for that. Obviously, we would want the city to be our biggest donor.
Right. Well, I would think the Community Preservation Fund would be a natural
exactly.
fit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So their applications are due in January, and I'm just kind of hoping that we'll be at the top of the pile there.
Okay, all right, okay. Anything else you'd like to share with folks right now?
No, I don't think so. I think that, I just want to say, you know, to the mayor, if you're listening, that, you know, our goal is to work together. We want to partner with the city, and we would love nothing more than just, you know, if this is something that you want to see, not just for this summer, but we really need an agreement and a public statement, an agreement long term, and the people are looking to hear that this is going to be saved, restored, and revitalized, really. So.
Is there a way, Sarah, for folks to reach out to you and your group
yes.
if they'd like to get more information?
Yes, so we formed the Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater Facebook page,
okay.
which we already have quite a good membership there, so if anyone wants to join that would be great. We also have the petition that if you haven't already signed it, you can sign. When you sign that petition, it gives you an opportunity to leave your email if you want more information.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. And
thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Please let us know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for watching us here at AEM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you again next time.